Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Our moves for calm and control. You know that feeling when life throws you a coverball, your morning coffee spills all over your new shirt, the traffic is a standstill, and then you realize you left your phone at home? Yeah, I've been there. We all have those moments where it feels like the universe is conspiring against us. But here's the thing. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, it's about navigating those chaotic moments with grace and resilience. It's about finding peace within ourselves, regardless of what's happening around us. And trust me, in today's world, that's a superpower we all need. So, let's dive into 5 power moves to apply stoicism to your daily life and turn those curveballs into opportunities for growth. First up, control what you can. This is the cornerstone of stoicism. You can't control the weather, other people's actions, or every little detail that pops up in your day. But what you can control is your reaction to those things. So, when that traffic jam hits, instead of getting frustrated and letting it ruin your whole day, take a deep breath, listen to some music, or even use the time for a quick meditation. You're choosing how you respond, not how the situation dictates your mood. Ever felt like you're spinning your wheels, worrying about things outside your control? Stoicism reminds us to focus our energy where it truly matters: our own actions and thoughts. Second, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff, a delicious meal, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. Gratitude shifts your perspective from what's lacking to what you already have. Think about it. When you're feeling grateful, even small things seem brighter, don't they? It's like unlocking a secret happiness superpower. Next, live in the present moment. This one can be tricky. We often get caught up in dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. But stoicism emphasizes the importance of being fully present in the here and now. When you're eating your lunch, savor each bite. When you're talking to someone, truly listen to what they're saying. By focusing on the present, we can appreciate life more deeply and reduce stress. Remember, the past is gone, the future is uncertain, but right now, this moment is all we have. Fourth, seek wisdom. This doesn't mean you need to become a philosophy professor overnight. It's about constantly learning and growing. Read books, listen to podcasts, engage in thoughtful conversations with people who challenge your perspectives. Stoicism isn't just about rules, it's about cultivating a mindset of continuous self-improvement. Finally, be kind to yourself. We're all human, and we make mistakes. It's important to treat ourselves with compassion and understanding, especially when things get tough. Remember those epic fails you had? You probably learned something from them. Stoicism reminds us that setbacks are opportunities for growth, not reasons to beat ourselves up. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this: you're at work, deadline looming, emails piling up, and suddenly your boss asks for a last-minute change to the project. Your mind might immediately jump into panic mode. But remember what we talked about. You can't control that last-minute request. What you can control is how you respond. Take a deep breath, assess the situation, prioritize tasks, and communicate clearly with your team. You've got this. This isn't about becoming a stoic superhero overnight, it's about developing small habits that build resilience over time. So, to recap, control what you can, practice gratitude, live in the present moment, seek wisdom, and be kind to yourself. These are your power moves for a calmer, more controlled life. Remember, stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about mastering them, finding peace within yourself, even when life throws those curveballs our way. Ready to put these power moves into action? Share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of stoic wisdom. Leave a review and let me know which takeaway resonated with you the most. And remember, there's a whole world of possibility waiting for you, one calm and controlled step at a time. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.